The Riddle of the Camel Race. Story by Nicholas Brash. Illustrated by Darren Parton. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The Iron-Fisted Sultan. Once upon a time, in a land so far away that it could only be reached by a supersonic jet, although, of course, supersonic jets didn't exist back then, there lived a very cruel sultan. This sultan ruled his kingdom with an iron fist. It really was an iron fist, because he had lost one hand in a sword fight and had ordered the best doctor in the kingdom to fit him with an iron hand. Everyone in the land did exactly what the sultan ordered. They were too afraid not to. The kingdom's prisons were full of subjects who had not done exactly what the sultan had ordered, or had not done it fast enough. For most of the year, the sultan ordered his people to do normal kingdom-type jobs, guarding his castle, hunting for his food, cleaning his silver, and clipping his toenails. But once a year, on his birthday, the sultan had a bit of fun. He set a challenge for some of his subjects. No one turned down the challenge because to do so meant many years in prison. Or worse. Chapter 2. The Sultan's Challenge. As the sultan's next birthday approached, everyone in the kingdom started getting scared. On the morning of his birthday, they stayed in bed with their heads under their blankets, too scared to get up and face the day. Luckily, most people had nothing to worry about. But two of the sultan's subjects, Ali and Babu, had a lot to worry about, for they were told to go before the sultan.
"My challenge for you two,"
roared the sultan to the shaking duo,
"is a camel race."
The sultan stopped talking for a moment to let what he had said sink in. "Well, that doesn't sound too bad," they both thought, although they didn't say so, lest the sultan made the challenge harder. The sultan knew that Ali and Babu would like what they had heard, but he wasn't getting soft in his old age. There was something he hadn't told them. Just as Ali and Babu started to feel good, the sultan started talking again.
"The winner of the race is the person whose camel comes last,"
he told them, with a huge grin on his face.
"The loser will get 5 years in prison and a tattoo of me on his chest to remind him of his failure."
Chapter 3. Off and Racing. Ali and Babu were led to the starting line of the race by two of the sultan's guards. They were helped onto their camels and given a map of the route.
"Do not think of taking another route so that you lose the race,"
one of the guards told them.
"If one of you does so, you will both be sent to prison."
When Ali and Babu were ready, they were given the signal to set off. They did so, but very, very slowly. Neither man wanted to get ahead of the other. Ali and Babu were going so slowly that before long their camels stopped. The men looked at each other and shook their heads. They did not know what to do. They knew they had to finish the race or else they would be in trouble. But neither of them wanted to finish first. Chapter 4. Shiraz to the Rescue. The kingdom's wisest person, a woman named Shiraz, approached the men. She gestured for them to get off their camels, and they did. Then she whispered something in each man's ear. As soon as Shiraz had finished speaking, each man leapt on a camel and dug his heels into the animal. The camels took off, and the men urged them on faster and faster. They raced towards the finish line as quickly as they could. Each man was anxious to get to the finish line first. Those who were watching the race were surprised at what they were seeing, for they knew that the winner was the person whose camel finished last. One man could not stand the tension. He had to know why Ali and Babu were so anxious to get to the finish line first. The man approached Shiraz and asked her what she had told the camel riders. "Simple," Shiraz said. "I just told each of them to get on the other man's camel. After all, the winner is the person whose camel comes last."